You can forget the 5 a day, that's for sure.
Thanks, Kate. And who's our next caller?
My name's Derek, and I'm from Washington, D.C.
And what do you think, Derek?
Well, I'd like to say that I think that the article is right. I mean, the writer talks about eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, which is something that we've always done in my family. My mom's a great cook. She always uses completely natural ingredients in her cooking, and we're almost never sick.
Thank you, Derek. Let's go back to line 2 again, where we have Rosie from Boston. Rosie, what's your opinion?
Well, the writer seems to think that all fruits and vegetables are good for you, and I don't think that's true. I mean, what about potatoes? They contain a lot of carbohydrates, which can make you gain weight if you aren't careful. It's even worse if you fry them. And then some fruits, like melon, for example, have a lot of sugar. Personally, I think you should eat a little of everything and not too much of one thing.
Thanks, Rosie. And that's all the time we have for today. We'll be speaking to the writer of the article after the break.
File 1A, Listening.
Welcome back to the show. Today, we've been discussing Teresa Gold's article, The Truth About Healthy Eating. And now it's time for you, the listeners, to tell us what you think. The lines are open, so all you have to do is call 1-800-555-5792 and talk to one of our operators. That's 1-800-555-5792. And it looks like we have our first caller, Kevin from Miami. Tell us what you think about the article.
Well, I'd like to say that I don't agree with the article at all. I don't eat many fruits or vegetables, and I'm perfectly healthy. I haven't called in sick to work for years. I can't remember the last time I had to stay in bed. This 5-a-day thing is garbage, isn't it?
Thank you, Kevin. I think we have another caller on line 2. Kate from Chicago. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm sure the writer knows what she's talking about, but it isn't that easy. I mean, it's hard enough to get kids to eat vegetables at the best of times, but with all these burger and pizza places around, it's almost impossible. Once they get the taste for junk food,